T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, our colleague here at WIP, Billy Kay. Hi, Billy.
Good morning.
Billy, it is nothing about this that's a good morning. Let me tell you something. We wondered if we'd even get into the studio because the city was pretty much shut down when we came in. Billy, your reaction to what you saw this weekend in our city of Philadelphia?
Well, you know, it's a lot of frustration that's been built up, not just by George Floyd being killed, but over time. I think you throw in the coronavirus where people have lost their jobs. A lot of the low-income people have lost their jobs. And I think it's just frustration that's been built up. I heard you saying that, you know, I don't think it's time to – because it's not a Republican issue. It's not a Democrat issue. It's a human issue. It's easy to say Mayor Kinnear did this or Governor Wolfson did this or Minnesota. I think it's time for everybody just to sort of say, hey, how do we solve this? How do we talk about this and get over this? Because, you know, there's no right answer. And I think it's about people talking and trying to solve this together because, you know, you can easily say, yeah, I live in the suburbs, a lot of it, you know, and say, well, it's not going to affect me. Well, I don't live far from City Line Avenue and they were looting at the Target there. So I think it's time for everyone now to say that it's, you know, you just can't say, well, it's not happening in my backyard. So it's not, this is happening all over the country and over 100 different cities, small, big cities. So I think it's time we all talk about this and figure out, you know, how can we resolve, how can we put down our differences and come together more than just say, well, it's not my problem, because it is our problem.
Oh, without a doubt. Billy, I'm struggling with understanding the two different levels of protests that I witnessed this weekend. One was the your right to express your opinion, First Amendment rights, where people were safely protesting with peacefully and making a statement about what they had seen with George Floyd. And then the next level, turning over cop cars, burning them, burning down the city, breaking into businesses, stealing the stuff. How is that second level supposed to get anything accomplished that they want to accomplish?
I don't think it's they're trying to get anything accomplished. I think they're trying to send a message. I think it's, you know, people with opportunities, friggin' hey, I see people breaking in, I can go steal. Because I think, like I said, for instance, there's over, I think, 40 million people that are unemployed throughout this COVID, you know, so there's desperation. And then some people just look at it as an opportunity. So I think you can't lump everybody into one group. You know, unfortunately, like the president trying to label one group as, you know, or calling people thugs, it's not one group. There are people out there that are protesting that are white, black, doesn't matter what color, they're protesting peacefully. Then you have some people that just aren't going to protest peacefully, regardless of the situation, because they see an opportunity. So I think we've got to look at it and start talking about it. And with the National Guard, put them out there and say, okay, there's a curfew, and if the law is broken, we will arrest you and take you to jail and let the court system deal with you. But I think it's more about, like, peaceful protests you see during the day, and like there in Camden, there are a lot of great peaceful protests. And I've seen a lot of great situations where I think it was in Kentucky, maybe, where police officer got separated from the, you know, his unit, and a lot of the peaceful protesters protected him so people couldn't get to them. I've seen people stopping people trying to go into stores. So there's a lot of good that's not just being shown, along with a lot of bad.
Billy, in your everyday life, do you deal with racism?
And it's something that you grow up with, being black. I mean, even to this day, if I go in a store looking for something and to buy something and it's not there and I'm just going to walk out, I'm fearful. I look around, hopefully, you know, try to show that my hands weren't in my pocket. It's just something I grew up naturally doing. When you go into a store and you look for something and it's not there and you walk out, automatically, you know, I try to make sure that people realize that I don't have anything in my pockets. My hand never were in my pockets. And I know a lot of people say, well, he's Billy King of the GM. A lot of times you go, people don't know who you are. So I've grown up that way. Whenever I've gone into a store, I've just been cautious. If I'm not purchasing something, not to look suspicious. If I get pulled over at night, I put all four windows down, you know, hands on the steering wheel. It's just something that you grew up, and I've grown up to be, you know, just being African-American in this country.
See, that is absolutely fascinating to me. Billy, so you've been pulled over. You're detained by a police officer. Is in the back of your mind, I hope I don't get one of those cops? Does that occur to you when you're dealing in that situation?
It's just that you don't want to put yourself in a situation where this situation can escalate. So I try to provide every opportunity the officer can see that there's nobody in the car hiding, the windows are down, hands on the steering wheel, so that I try to make them at ease as well as they come up to the car.
All right, now,
and
Billy,
I've always done that.
The next thing I have to ask you could have a direct bearing on your political future, because I think you would be a great political leader. In times like this, you're watching what was going on in the city this weekend. What is the role of a leader, a political leader, a mayor, a governor? What should they be doing in that moment?
I think one is try to calm people and try to speak calmly and try not to incite more riots by saying, you know, stupid things. But I think also by listening to your staff, your chief of police, you know, you've got to work with the local, other local leaders and try to figure out what they're doing and copy some of the things. If Camden's doing something good, try to emulate that. If I was mayor, I'd be talking to the governor right away and figure out how to resolve this. I would look at Minneapolis because, you know, the first night they had violence and the next night they had the National Guard there out protecting the city. But it's not just going to fall on one person. It's going to take, you know, like I said, state, federal, local, everybody working together. And it can't be a political issue where you're trying to gain political points to get elected, to get reelected. You've already been elected to do your job. And this is a time to do your job together, regardless, Republican or Democrat. This is not a time to try to gain political points, try to gain things so that you can get elected or reelected. This is about doing the job that you were elected to do, and that's being a leader. Whether you're the mayor, whether you're the chief of police, whether you're the governor, it's about, you know, the city council. They all need to be out there working together, hand in hand, and saying we're in this together. But also, it's not going to take political leadership to resolve this as well. It's going to take citizens of this city, of this country, to get out in front of this and try to be leaders. I've been applauded by some of the sports heroes, you know, Carson Wentz speaking out, Doc Rivers, other Michael Jordan, different pro athletes are speaking out, which in a time growing up, athletes didn't speak out, but now they are. And so it's going to take every one of us, everybody, and that's why Maria called and asked for to come on in. I said, absolutely, because every voice that can be reasonable, if you can reach 1, 2, 5, 6, 10 people, that does something. But it's going to take everyone. If you're living in the suburbs and thinking this is not affecting you, it is. And that's the thing about it is nobody can say that this is not something that's going to affect them. And I found a quote from Martin Luther King, and I tweeted out, which makes a lot of sense right now. And it says, whatever affects one directly affects all indirectly. I can never be what I ought to be until you are what you ought to be. This is the interrelated structure of reality. And that's true.
Billy, I got nothing to respond to that. That was brilliant. That was phenomenal. You got my vote whenever you run for anything, because that is a kind of message I thought we could have heard a little more of yesterday. But, Billy, thank you as always for being there for us and sending out a very important message this morning. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, guys. Be safe.
Billy King out there. I want you to hear one more. I really can't hear this enough. It was on KYW during their coverage last night of the looting going on in North Philadelphia. And Krista Johansson was a reporter with David Mannen, was back at the studio, and she was reporting from a scene outside of a liquor store in North Philadelphia. And not a word of it. This is, you would think, Al, this was almost a bit that Joe Conkler was doing, but all of it is absolutely real in real time. Listen to what was going on.
One kid, this is like little kids carrying alcohol. I see one of the big jugs of wine that one of the kids is carrying. There's not a police officer in sight. Not a police officer in sight. But instead, kids are carrying out wine bottles. This is insane.
I just want to make it clear, Kristen. We're talking about young children going into a liquor store, right?
Yep. Young.
And
one of those kids just knocked my phone out of my hand, and that's why I jumped down. This little girl just knocked my phone as I was sitting here and talking to you, so I actually can't even hear you as I try and put my... This is a dangerous situation. Again, no police are anywhere near here. They're just running in and out of the liquor store. It's getting very violent.
Rhea, you made a comment to me off the air during this where you said, where were the parents?
Yeah.
I think in the car waiting for the kids to bring the booze out to them.
I mean,
but that, there's no way on earth that has anything to do with George Floyd.
No, there's a complete there's a complete separation between protesters and looters.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just taking advantage of a situation.
Yeah, I'm trying to wrestle with that because when I was watching the hooligans, even on Saturday, lighting all their cop cars on fire and all that stuff, and nobody was stopping them, I was going, well, that's illegal. That's criminal behavior. Normally, I would see a cop do it. But what I'm learning already today is if you tried to do it then, it might be a bigger riot.
Well, here's what they're going to do.
Billy, I don't get it.
Billy referenced that Target in Winfield Heights. Yep. They've got all those idiots in their cars who were bringing this stuff out.
Yeah.
You have this thing called a license plate. They're going to get you.
I hope so.
You have the guy who had... left the minivan that left the name of their company on it while they were looting the place.
Now, when they were showing this on TV yesterday, and it was not, in a minute I'm going to get to the local non-coverage, I don't get it. It doesn't make sense to me.
Al may have said
they were all stripped staff, they don't have anybody to work. Oh, here's what I do know. I was watching around 3 o'clock yesterday, 52nd at Chestnut, a store there being absolutely looted with people coming out, Al. For once, I must give them credit, Al. The looters were all social distancing. They had the masks on. But the mask at that point was a disguise for illegal behavior.
Yeah, yes.
But they were coming out, and they had this police chief. I think it was a former police chief from D.C., Al, who was losing his mind. He was yelling. He was going, what are they doing? This is criminal behavior. This is criminal behavior. Somebody has to stop this. And they weren't doing it.
How many times does Al have to explain it to you, what was going on?
I think that's when the president sent out, law and order in Philadelphia, now.
Okay.
I believe he was watching the same thing. He watches a lot of TV, especially Fox Channel. All right, Joe, we have another call. I was still having a lot of technical issues here. Joe, punch up our next caller. Who is it? Dave? Dave, come on up. Hi, Dave.
Ange, how you doing, buddy?
Dave, I'm good, but I'm really just kind of sitting here and listening today because I don't know as much about this as people who are experiencing it in their everyday lives. Tell me what you saw and what your reaction was.
What I saw what everybody else saw, people running out with TVs.
Right.
Has nothing to do with nothing.
Okay.
Ridiculous.
All right.
Anyway, I want to say one thing. I wonder, your mom, a remarkable lady.
Thank you so much, Dave.
Unbelievable what she went through. I just want to say, I guess I'll be listening to you for another 30 years, huh?
Can you imagine that?
Yep.
I need a nurse in here clearing the drool off my chair.
Oh, God.
No, but just help me out with this. Help me to understand.
The only way I can help you out. Wait, one thing, Al.
Yo.
We're going to have hockey?
Yes. You're going to have hockey. You're going to have hockey in August.
August.
And then you're going to have playoffs and... I don't know if you're going to baseball, but you're going to have
hockey. All right, hold on. I need to know now. I'm glad he asked this. So I am definitely getting hockey. Basketball's already set their date, July 31st.
Yeah, they have a whole place to play, too.
So I'm going to get I'm going to get basketball. I'm going to get hockey. I know I'm going to get football. Do you think I'm going to get baseball?
But you will know by Friday.
By this Friday.
They have to make a decision.
They have to come. Right. I mean, look at the
They're
date.
Not close.
The players put a date of June 30th to start.
They're not close. This is the first time all morning I felt comfortable talking about something. I appreciate it. Is there anything else you needed to say, my friend?
Yeah, absolutely. I got a glass company. I'm right out here off Aramingo. Mm. I mean, my boy Owen has a detail shop, Auto Looks, on Sepiva. He was working yesterday and got shut down by undercovers because he's one block off of Aramingo.
Wow.
Crazy what's going on. Anyway, my boss has Northeast Auto Body on Orthodox. He's been here 30 years. So we got Glass Doctor here. I just want to throw it out there. Call our shop. We will take care of the people in our neighborhood.
I'd appreciate
you
call.
All the broken glass.
That was an unscheduled commercial.
Well, we got a lot of. There's going to be a lot of people replacing plates of glass.
I'm still waiting for us to get some of our technical things worked out so I can know who I'm talking to. But anyway, here's the number: 215-592-9494. WIP Sports Time at 7:16.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.